to Delirium, which is very much not that. So that'll be something that will come up.
I do love Delirium.
And me too. And I really will enjoy having these conversations, you know. And we'll invite calls in too. You know, we'll do all the stuff we can.
All right, shall we jump back into music and and fuck with the board?
Yeah, absolutely. So where are we playing off of? Device one, device two?
Device two is the background music.
Okay.
Which is the moaning shit.
Which is already happening.
Yeah. And device one is just whatever's coming out of my laptop, right, which is what you're going to play.
Okay.
And let's go with that.
Let's do it.
We want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Give us some background.
We're back on Radio Valencia. My name is Willie Dills.
See, you fucking did that. You don't need any fucking training. I said it'd take you 10 minutes.
No, I mean, look, this is less complicated than everywhere else I've ever done radio, so.
Kissy Face, KSFS?
Yeah, KSFS, and also, I also did, what did we call it? City College. It was terrible. It was a terrible call letters. It was did not roll off the tongue. Although KSFS does not either, no. To be fair.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. So what are we talking about today? What are you doing on your show? Are you just training?
I'm just training. This is my Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
I don't have a job, so I don't really fucking know what day of the week it is. I've been drinking whiskey since about 10 a.m.
Hell yeah. So. I'm actually about to go. My cousin works at La Linda, which is right here. Do you know the Brazilian place with the roof? Steak? Yeah, they have it's Cubita upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah. She works there. I was about to go over there and maybe grab a little bite, and their bartenders are incredible there. So I might go for a little old-fashioned after this.
Yeah, it's a good idea for you to, like, work the neighborhood.
Yes, of course. Yes.
I'm making a working the neighborhood sign.
Not as if I haven't been working this neighborhood for the past 30 years of my life. But yeah, so actually some of the ideas that we've been having. Kristen, are you leaving? Okay. Excited to check out your show. All right. Yeah. we'll relay to the audience what you're saying. She's about to put her, and then she made a gesture, and there she goes.
But she's got a Bikini Kill tote bag, which is pretty goddamn
hell
dope.
Yeah. So some of the people that we'll probably have on, some of the vendors, bartenders, the bar, or Mission Bar, excuse me. I want to see if I can get some dudes from Trombone or like
oh shit
that's, yeah get some
that'd
of
be
our,
cool
yeah because I mean I know they speak some English so we'll try to work our way in, you know what I mean? Like I've gone in there and ordered a drink before. They work with me.
I've gotten a drink at Farlito
would be sweet. Have some of those guys in here, you know.
They assumed I spoke Spanish until I actually
Then you were like, sorry.
Un cerveza, por favor, señor.
Yes, I could order a beer in Spanish. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, tequila, más tequila, otro tequila. I mean, those are some of the people we've already kind of spoken to, and everybody seems pretty excited and into it. And then, you know, like I said, some of the, we have, so I think I mentioned all the bartenders we have, there's going to be kind of a rotating cast of them because every Sunday it's always me. I'm the general manager there or assistant general manager.
Right.
And then I don't know who I'm going to have that particular Sunday. So each week we'll kind of have a different vibe, which also I'm excited about.
I'm looking forward to listening to the podcast of this because I am not awake. Particularly Sundays. Are you talking about Saturday night into Sunday morning?
No, Sunday night into Monday morning. Yes.
Yeah. So my show is Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
And I have a tendency to drink.
Yeah, you'll be passed out by then.
I am so asleep.
Okay.
By that time of night?
Sure.
But I look forward to the podcast.
Well, actually, that's another thing we got to cover before I leave is how am I going to record this so I can upload it somewhere? Because this will be happening.
All right. Well, I can show you.
Okay, let's do it. Shall we do it on the air? Let's move back into another song. Do you have something queued up for us?
Yeah, I do, in fact.
All right. Well, here we go. This is another track you're listening to, Radio Valencia. My name is Straight Willie Dills, and that is Steve.
Con mis 18 bus, afuera de Los Ángeles, pensando pa' me estaba esperándome a mí. All the punk fuckers and the moon stoppers estaban en las esquinas pidiendo dinero. Yo empecé a pensar y luego a tomar. No me acuerdo mucho de ese día. Lo mismo como chiste cuando se acabó el dinero. ¿A dónde vamos a los 15 años? Con la música asustada y hablan de revolución. Es sangre en mí. Dime, dice, dale la vuelta. Raíces radicales. Dale la vuelta porque somos radicales. Dale la vuelta. Raíces sobre ser en mi barrio. Radio está tocando desde el que he cantado. En el bus 43 a ir a la subida. Adentrando pero el reggae sonando y todos venimos de pobres familias. Porque pienso más de pato en la botella, señor conductor, de que esta gente entrar. Chica mala trame con sus patas, corta mi ilusión, nublada no miro más. Con la música asustada y hablan de revolución, me sangra en mí. Y me dice, dale la boca, raíces radicales. Dale la boca porque somos radicales. de Los Ángeles, pensando cuando estaba esperándome a mí. All the pop buckets and the merch stoppers estaban en las esquinas pidiendo dinero. Radio está tocando de pendeja cantando en el 43 a ir a la subida. Niña mala que veo con sus patas cortas, mi visión nublada no miro mal. Con la música ajustada y habla de revolución, me salga en mí.
All right, and we're back. Who was that again?
That was Union 13.
Union 13. Now, see, I asked if it was Manic Hispanic. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, and I that was an absolutely great guess.
Yeah, because I've seen them live many, many times, and yeah, do all the punk rock songs with a little bit of a twist, Hispanic twist.
Mexican ska.
Yeah, let's get a little background music going, too. Now, this is probably not something I'm really going to do much of, but I am going to have... So we play a lot of games, and some of those games there will be bed music for. So
it's
good to know that I have this option.
Yeah, so it's one input and two input.
One or two. That's all I need to know. Also, like I showed you my setup, it's very similar to what you got going on here, except it's like kind of a radio station. It's this online.
Sam,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Essentially.
Do you want to get up? Do you want to put it in and start?
Well, I have to. Fortunately, it looks like I have to update it. I actually haven't. I haven't opened that program in probably since the last time we were chatting about doing a show.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. So I don't use it on any of my shows currently. So I currently still do the Giants podcast. I still do the podcast about my golf league that I run, which actually I was going to tell you. We will not be able to start this on this coming Sunday or the next Sunday because I'm going to Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'll be in Vegas.
They allow mediocre golfers?
They encourage us to come. We spend a lot of money. So I'm going to be in Vegas both of those Sundays, essentially. So it'll be the second Sunday, I guess, of November will be our first show. And...
We care a lot.
Yeah.
I can't even keep track of my own schedule. I don't give a shit what your schedule
All right.
is.
Sounds good. But after that, we will be every single
just
Sunday.
Pay your dues and fucking start.
Pay your dues and start and get on the air, huh? All right. Yeah. Love it. I think I've got all of my stuff covered. These are the only real questions I had. I feel like I could walk in tomorrow and turn on a radio show.
All right. Well, yeah. I will send you information on how to pay your dues.
Okay. I need that.
Yeah. And also, I'll give you a door code.
Oh, there we go. That's the other thing I guess I need, yes.
That's also important.
I guess there was one more thing here. These are guest mics?
Yeah.
And what about all this? Is any of this stuff still matter?
No.
I'm not using any of it, so...
Well, I don't know. I never, ever play CDs.
Yeah. You technically could, though, right?
Yeah.
If you wanted
to. You could turn that on.
If you really wanted to.
And maybe these work? I fucking have no idea. Yeah, I don't play CDs.
I will never do that, so...
That's some kind of 90s thing.
Yeah,
it's CDs. It's like reel-to-reel. You know, it was popular in the 70s, but no one really uses it anymore.
So, I have a question. What was your first tape? Do you remember your first tape?
It was The Cure, Standing on the Beach.
Wow. Pretty cool. That's a good answer.
I still wish they would fucking reissue the tape, the cassette version of that,
because
it had all the B-sides of the singles. It's like twice as long.
So is that not on, like, if you go to Spotify and look up record, is it not on there?
Well, actually, I don't know about Spotify. I don't use Spotify, but... Yeah. I mean, it exists out there digitally
somewhere,
but they need to give a vinyl version of the tape version because the vinyl version's half as long and is missing all the weird, obscure, strange ass mixes.
Yeah, so I feel like the tape thing to me was a really important era for me because an album had to be a good album, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would not really listen to that tape ever again. Now it's like I could like one song of an entire collection of your music.
Right.
And that's fine. Oh, I guess I'm a fan of your band now. But back then, if you had an album that had two good songs, I was like, well, that's a crappy album. So I don't care. Because I'm not going to fast forward where it's, you know what I mean? With a record, at least you can like pick it up and move it. You know, it's very quick. tapes really made you commit when you put it in your Walkman.
Yeah, and I remember buying Appetite for Destruction on cassette.
There you go.
Because me and my college roommate were driving to visit my family in Reno, which is like a six-hour drive from where we lived at the time. And it was like, you know what? We need something new to listen to. And I think that I don't like fucking L.A. hair metal, but that one song's really good.
Yeah. Maybe I'll like the rest of it.
And holy fuckballs.
Yeah, there's no skips on that one. Yeah. No skips on that record. So for me, my ultimate no-skip record is Out Come the Wolves, Rancid.
There's just no skips.
And also, it's like 25 songs. It's crazy. And
all their albums are like 25 songs.
But that was one of my first tapes that I remember my friend went to get it and then brought it to my house so we could listen to it together. And it was like just blown away, right? Like that was... That was it. We were done. We were like, yep, we are now punk rockers. That's what we do. We like punk and we like ska. Let's go. So that was probably my first memorable tape. But my first actual tape, Bobby McFerrin. The one that had
Don't Worry, Be Happy. Because he doesn't have any other songs.
No. Well, he actually has a lot of like really cool stuff, but it's a lot of just a... And it's very cool, but that was the one time he was actually on the radio.
Yeah, what did Chuck D and Flavor Flav say though? Don't Worry, Be Happy was their number one jam. Still, if I say it,
Well, his son went to school with me, and I think that's why I had that.
Oh,
tape.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's why I got it. I can't really remember. I was a little too young.
It's not a terrible song, but the message is fucking
the
garbage.
Message is lame, I know. Yeah. It's
everything fucking sucks balls. Yeah. Don't worry.
Be happy. Just be happy. It's fine. Yeah, just don't think
just
about it.
Just accept what you're given.
There's a lot of people who, right now, currently in this climate, are following that message, I will say. All right, so I think I got everything I need. I'm going to go have a cocktail, and let's talk about some logistical things, and let's get out of here. What do you think?
Radio Valencia. .fm.
haven't forgotten. I don't think I told you what we played last hour. You know, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to play this hour either. All right? Just go. It'll be on the podcast later, okay? If you want to see the what we played, the song list, so to speak. I'm just translating what I'm saying right now. In the podcast again. Okay, so that we're gonna play. We'll have the song list later in the podcast. Okay, right? Did you get that? Oh, come on! Don't make me do it now.
Cross! birthday to me. There's tears in the frosting.
That's right. Not only that, don't forget that it was. Oh, come on. Come on, that would have been cool if I did it on time. Okay, no, yes, maybe. Okay. Screw it. All right, let's do it again. This is Black Mesa. What is this? What is it again? What was this again? This is Black Mesa. Thank you. That was Black Metal. And I was, this isn't it. Like, remember that? And Up in Smoke and Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke. Who this is? Well, that was Black Metal Matters, as you heard earlier, right? Of course, you know. Metal. What? Once again? Metal. It did, because, you know, I guess, as we said earlier, that was, or it was. This is Black Mesa. Right. So we had fun with that, and we'll have to do it every week, of course, because Black Metal Matters, and we'll do it every Saturday from noon to 2 in that segment somewhere. Maybe Todd will be here, but you know what? We're going to do Black Metal Matters extraordinaire on Christmas Day. That's right. Christmas Day is going to be the day that would live in holy infamy. It's, you know, I don't think 25, 6 plus 6 plus 6 is a 25 or times it or division it. But it matters, because it's still going to be this Saturday at noon for 2. It will be a Black Metal Matters extraordinary showcase of just, why not celebrate Christmas Black Metal style, because it matters. Right, on to the next news, because yes, Beats is coming up next at the top of the hour here, so we're wasting time here, aren't I? Yeah. So let's go higher, let's move forward. In this case, I want to thank you.
Great, and thank you for your listenership.
Hey, who's coming up next? Who's coming up next?
Yes, Beats, Radio 1Z.FM, in the heart of the Mission Trek Installation, San Francisco, California. Great, and thank you for your listenership.
Okay, and with that, let's go ahead and move forward, because we're running out of time here. And once again, what are we saying? We're talking about Amy's coming up party. Her party on January 8th, I believe, at Eli's Mile House in Oakland. Oh, I would have you. So we'll talk about that more as we come up closer to that, because in the meantime, let's go ahead and just get to preview what's going to be happening that day. There'll be bands like the Boneless Ones playing, as well as Scarecrow and Infects. So let's get a little sample of that before we go, because as we know, we heard earlier that ES Beats is coming up next, right? So is that what he said? Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Who's coming up next again?
Great, and thank you for your listenership.
Hey, who's coming up next?
ES Beats, Radio 1Z.FM, in the heart of Mission Trek Installation, San Francisco, California.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. There's tears in the frosting.
That's right. Because Amy Ewell could not make it today, but she'll make it next time. All right.
Happy birthday to me.
What it is, but I can't hold it. Smoke.
Let's get the Boneless Ones in a Scarecrow and Infects. Coming up next before ES Beats at 2 p.m. Followed by Aces Spaces Radio. Our radio is out FM. This is Rampage Radio. See you next week. Black Metal Matters. Christmas. Extraordinaire. XXX. New YouTube. With the Allied Forces of me, the Last Hanger Manny, and Todd.
For the devil. Fame, fortune, every bone in your body.
I wish I had no bones.
Scarecrows.